that was terrific.
Yeah, no, very good. Obviously, she loves it, this track, and stepped up from handicapping to listed company. You know, obviously, the ground was a little bit of a concern once we seen that rain come there yesterday. But to be fair, she floated across that ground lovely. And no, I think if anything, she's on the improve. Although she's 6-year-old, I think she's still improvement. And you know, she's been a fantastic mare for me.
And say, freeze the race 2 furlongs out, you look the most likely winner.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just obviously halfway through the race there, I just had to take a second grip out of her just to fill her lungs. And you know, she was doing everything on the bridle nicely, and once I asked her the question, she got about the job really well.
And what is the secret of this place? I mean, that's 3 she's won here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, to be perfectly honest, obviously you know what they like, sprinters, and especially a mare, once she finds a level and finds a happy place, she's obviously thriving this season.
And Michael and sprinters, I mean, the yard's record with sprinters is just extraordinary.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's a genius with them type of horses, and you know, just always finds the key to them. And you know, we've had a good season this season, so long may it continue.
I mean, group races next, isn't it? When you're running out of options, you said goodbye to the handicapper.
Yeah, well, exactly. She was running now of 107, so you know, she's only obviously going to improve again, and hopefully, you know, be nice to get a group. Group race out of her, and you know, be great for her career.
Well done, mate.
Brilliant, thank you.